How's your tolerance for chili? Mild, medium, or perhaps you like it super hot? Hello, I'm Josh Becker, and I'm taking a bit of a risk to my taste buds today, visiting the Disaster Bay Chili Factory at Eden on the far south coast of New South Wales. It's here that Stuart Maher and his team are developing their traditional chili wine and a new prototype super hot sauce, which is almost ready to be released. The chili wine is not like your regular drop. It's got heat and a bit of bite to it, so it's not a drink for the faint-hearted.
Basically, the wine's just made from the chilies, so when it's made, it's actually bright orange in colour because there's a lot of suspended particles of chili in there. It takes 6 months to ferment. It's a very long fermentation process. And at the end of that, we've got to settle that those little particles out. And then we put it through a filter, so that filters the smallest particles out, but the last one's a sterile filter, so it also filters out any yeast cells that might still be in there. So once it's in the bottle, it can't re-ferment.
Tell us about some of the uses and what chili wine is for people that don't know.
It's an unusual product, and it's a product we started with. An old friend of mine originally came up with the idea. It wasn't my idea. It's a fella called Diddler, and he was a good friend of my father's, and he used to make the chili wine, and he allowed me to use the recipe. So it's basically chopped up chilies. So we chop them up into a mash. There is some added sugar and some added water, and then we put a wine yeast in there, which ferments the chilies. But like I say, it's a very long fermentation. And at the end of it, you've got a relatively sweet, medium heat wine with a totally unique flavour because there's, you know, no other fruits in there. So,
and so for people that are consuming it, when would you be opening up a bottle of chilli wine and how would you be drinking it?
It's a bit of a fun product and there's no sort of etiquette with it, so people do all sorts of things with it, but most people would have it neat, just in small glasses, icy cold. And you can have that, you know, with your meal. Goes fantastic with natural oysters and cheeses, or as a dessert wine with dark chocolate. It's fantastic too.
The chili wine might be good with cheese and chocolate, but what about Stuart Maher's new super hot chili sauce? Who's lining up to try this fermented fiery brew?
Basically, it's a prototype for a Tabasco-style sauce. We need a super hot sauce in our range, but I've not liked any of the other sauces I've really tried. Of the hot sauces, all heat and no flavour, but I do quite like Tabasco style sauces, so I'm trying to create one here with some of our Manzano chilies.
So what's the process for making a super hot sauce?
Well, this, what we're looking at now, is 12 months old, and basically it's the chopped up chili, and then there's some added salt, just a small percentage of salt. And basically what that does is stops yeast fermenting the chili, but it allows an anaerobic process to take place with the bacteria. From here, generally you just add some vinegar, and you'd finally puree the chili up so it stays suspended in the sauce. But if I'm not happy with that flavour at the end of the day, then I'll use this as a base, to make a sauce which won't be typical Tabasco, but it'll still be a really nice super hot sauce.
And is there much of a market out there for super hot sauces in Australia?
Yeah, more a novelty market. You know, I think a lot of people buy a super hot sauce as a bit of fun, use a bit of it, and but not necessarily come back for more. That's why we've never done one. We're more flavour than heat. But, yeah, definitely we'd be missing sales by not having a super hot sauce. But I don't want to make something just because it's hot. I want something with flavour, and that's why I've leant towards the Tabasco-style sauce.
Well, I guess it's pretty hard to do a story on chilies and not end up tasting some. These are the super hot ones. You've tasted them. How's your appetite for chilies?
Pretty good, but I do like flavour with my chili. This Tabasco style you're about to try here is, it is actually a medium heat chilli, but it's straight chilli you'll be trying, so you'll get an idea of the heat. These are 50,000 heat units. We grow up to 1,000,000 heat units, but that's sort of too hot to do a Tabasco style sauce with, so this is the yellow Manzano, which is a good all-rounder. But if you'd like to have a little try, you can maybe comment on what you think
hot.
Of it.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see how I go. Thank you. Yep, it's warm. It's warming up.
Should build.
Yep, I'm getting some heat there from it now, and it's yeah. Tell us a little bit more about this kind of chili.
It's a ripper chili. It's probably the best all-round chili in the world, as far as I'm concerned. It comes from the Andes, mainly around Peru. Loves the cooler climate, so it's fantastic for the south coast. It'll live for up to 10 years, grow 10 feet tall and taller if you let it. But the chilies are big and they're chunky and they've got great heat and great flavour, so I don't see how you can get a better chili, really.
It's building up and it's nice, though. It's not explosive or that sort of thing, but it's pretty warming.
Yeah, and that fermentation with the bacteria, that gives it a totally different flavour to a freshly chopped chilli. So that's what I'm sort of trying to capture. The taste of a fresh chilli is not that great. It's like chewing on a capsicum, but once it's gone through that fermentation, then it changes the taste and, yeah, makes it really palatable.
Stuart, thanks so much for letting me come out and taste some super hot chilies.
Yeah, no worries at all, Josh. Hope we didn't burn you too bad.
No, all good. I've held up okay, a lot better than I thought I was.